6 San Franciscans have their names on the ballot in the competition to see who will be the city's next mayor. We've been talking with all of them. Next up is Reed Martin. Martin has worked in the tech industry as a design thinker. He served on committees concerned with Market Street and city transit, and he has a plan to dedicate up to $90 million of city budget money to funding ideas generated by the public. Reed Martin sat down with KELW's Ben Trefney to talk about why he has the vision to lead San Francisco into the future.
What does the city of San Francisco mean to you?
San Francisco has sort of always been this beacon of inspiration to me, sort of a place where a lot of people can kind of come to and be themselves, seek out opportunities, pursue something that maybe the rest of the country wouldn't think is normal, but totally works out here. And it's also kind of an amazing diversity of culture throughout the city. So you kind of get exposed to things that maybe you wouldn't be exposed to in a lot of bubbles around the country. And I think it's sort of a magical place as it kind of combines all the sort of power of people and then surrounded in this ridiculous, beautiful natural setting of the San Francisco Bay and all the space, yeah.
Well, this is a time of really dynamic change in San Francisco.
That it is.
Economically, just demographically. What do you think of the changes that are affecting the city?
So there's a lot, I mean, there are a lot of changes happening in San Francisco, as you said, and I think there are plenty of things that are exciting and provide a lot of opportunity, and there are plenty of things that are actually pretty concerning as we're watching this happen. And I think, you know, we have this moment of economic boom that's occurring in San Francisco, which is a really great brings a lot of opportunity, right? You know, the city budget, I think, is going up to $9 billion next year, and it was $7 billion just a couple years ago. That should be bringing us a host of incredible opportunities for what we could be doing as a city. And while there are some positive things that are happening, we're also witnessing a lot of really negative things. We're watching small businesses closing down. We're watching people lose their homes. Evictions are happening kind of left and right. And there's this general sort of feeling of negativity that's going on in San Francisco that is actually pretty toxic and is creating a situation that really isn't helping drive the right types of conversations. And it's a concerning trend because I think we don't want to end up in a place where the inequality is so bad that we don't have a broad diversity of ideas and a broad ability to come up with really great things that help push the city and the whole country and the world forward.
What is your vision for San Francisco then?
So my general, you know, the reason I entered the mayoral campaign was really to try to help change and shape that conversation a little bit. My feeling is that we don't really currently as a city have a good plan forward. We've kind of been running around fixing problems as they kind of pop up, you know, dealing with a very specific eviction that's happening in one place and trying to formulate a law around that, or trying to figure out little ways that we can strengthen certain protections or you know, coming up with a number of affordable housing units that we want to create. But ultimately, we're not having kind of the big holistic impacts, the systemic changes that we need to be seeing as a city. And so what I wanted to do is I wanted to introduce this idea of what I'm calling Grand San Francisco. And that idea is sort of, let's take incredible amount of pride in what we are, what city we are, and actually help grow a future that builds on what we have today, doesn't lose that in the process, and actually creates a much bigger vision for the city. And I have some sort of like, you know, big ideas for how those visions can actually become realities, from, you know, different ways of thinking about transportation to housing to, you know, all the different facets of affordability, as well as some kind of larger vision ideas for what we can actually do within the city to help increase quality of life and create a better environment for everybody.
That's Reed Martin. He is running for mayor of San Francisco. Well, let's go through some of these platform points that you have, and let's start with housing, because I think that's one of the topics that's on people's minds most around here. One point that you talked about was trying to put a stop to real estate speculation. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, so real estate speculation is an interesting one. I think it's definitely created a pretty toxic environment in terms of what we're doing what we're doing with housing. So we have a pretty constrained supply of housing today. We are increasing it. We're actually growing at surprisingly reasonable rate for what we have been in the past. But you know, we still need to do work on sort of increasing the amount of housing in San Francisco. But one of those pieces is actually that we have a large number of units in San Francisco that are not actually occupied by people who are living in the city. And we need to ensure that when we have something as vital to human life as housing, that we're not using that to generate wealth as the primary means of what that serves a role as. And so we need to be sort of thinking about housing as something that's somewhat of a fundamental, you know, fundamental right for San Franciscans.
So what would you change in the city to make that happen?
So there are a lot of different interesting ideas that have been happening around the world, because a lot of cities are facing affordability crises. One of them that I think is particularly interesting that I really would like to see more is sort of a vacancy tax model, where if you're not spending time in the place that you own, you're paying a premium for that ability, and that tax kind of hits you back. And so it removes the idea that you might want to own an apartment with the goal of increasing your value rather than living in it. And vacancy tax has a great opportunity for reducing that.
What level of taxation would that be?
So the level of vacancy tax kind of depends on where we see it. I think I'm pretty sure it's the city of Paris that has seen the most, seen the highest vacancy tax rates, and I think it gets upwards of 40% of the value of the property itself. And so they've actually seen a drastic decline in the sort of high end, the highest percentage folks who are buying up properties as second homes or third homes or whatever it is. And sort of, you know, they said they would leave the city or they would stop owning this property if it happened. And I think they've seen a big decline in people who are owning those properties. And instead, they've seen an increase in people who are living in Paris who are taking in those apartments. So I think that it feels like they've had a pretty reasonable success with their vacancy tax model for that.
And what makes you the right person for this job?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I have, I think this is a unique one amongst candidates here. My background is actually as a designer in the tech space. And right now we sort of see this interesting divide that's happened in the city between tech and non-tech. And so what I really like about that piece is that there are some very legitimate reasons why that divide exists and why people are concerned and upset about it. And there are plenty of concerning factors around that. But what I love is that there's actually incredible opportunity for people to be working together. And one of my goals is to get more people in tech to actually kind of get involved in this process. Because a lot of people in tech care a lot about basic humanity issues. And I think they don't want to see the same kinds of displacement of people and cultures that we're seeing in San Francisco today. And at the same time, people have a lot of great ideas. And so my goal in this process is to sort of involve the tech community. And I think because I have that background and because I've worked in that space for quite a long time, I know how to work with those organizations. At the same time, I know that when tech is at its best, it's working for people. It's working to improve people's lives. It's working to create a better future for the world, for San Francisco. And I think we need to really orient tech around solving some of those big problems and addressing how we are impacting them today and how we can grow a much better city as a whole through that.